Okay, so we're in the middle of a very, very interesting, very fascinating understanding of a very important inyan in Avodas Hashem. Again, a topic which is not commonly discussed. Yes, we discuss Yetzirah, and we discuss the Melchemes HaYetzer, but getting into the kishkas of the Yetzirah, and this idea that the Satan was created to be defeated. Is what we spoke about last time. We're going to be Mamshech and speak about Eitzus in this inyan, but to delve a little bit deeper into the Sugya B'Siyata D'Shamayim. So, let's begin with the top right Ma'ar Malkam here on page 1. It's a double-sided sheet. V'zeu Sha'amru. Again, all of these Ma'ar Malkamas are in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, unless mentioned otherwise. When I put this sheet together, it was in the beginning of the Sugya, and a few of the names of the Ma'ar Mekomos got lost in the mix. But you can rely on this source. V'zehu sha'amru kol agadol mechaveru yitzer agadol mimenu. Anybody whose yitzer is greater, he is greater than the guy next to him. Right? Gemar Sukkah. V'amar Rabbi Seinu Zal, Satan l'shem shemayim niskavein. So the Gemara says, I think that's talking about Ishes Potiphar? No, that's Satan Hashem Shemayin Niskavein. I forget what that's talking about. Satan Hashem Shemayin Niskavein V'hanimshal Muvan Ki b'r'oisai shehat tzadik koivshai. So now we're trying to put these two marmarim together. On the one hand, he who is greater than his friend, that means he has a bigger Yitzhar. So the Yitzhar is the measure of a man. Yet, at the same time, the Satan has this inyan called Lashem Shemayim. So, I'm sure move on. Keep your eyes shut. Tzadik koyv shai. V'yish Lashem Yisbarach tainug mizeh. When he sees, who sees? When this Yetzahara sees that the Tzadik defeats him. V'yish Lashem Yisbarach tainug mizeh. And the Eivishter starts to clap and he says, Gevaldik. Hum is gabra levachol yom. So what does the Yetzahara think to himself? If the Eibishter has so much hana in this milchama that I have with the tzaddik, and the tzaddik wins and he's happy, I'm going to come again tomorrow. So I hope the tzaddik will beat me again, because I want to give nachas to the yitzhar. And again, the tzaddik. So there's this shutvis which is taking place. A very interesting shutvis between the tzaddik and the yitzhara, that the yitzhara comes back every day to be bigger than the tzaddik. To continue this melchama, because each and every time, not just that the tzaddik is giving nachas ruach, but the yitzhara sees the nachas ruach that he's giving in the fight. So memeila kol agadol mechaber yitzah gadol himeno. The yitzhara gets stronger as the time goes on, but the satan l'shem shemayim is chavim, because what's motivating the yitzhara to come back tomorrow? Not the fact that he was the loser, and he suffered the blow. What?
He won.
Who won? Yitzhara wins. He wins when the tzaddik wins. So he's working together with the tzaddik. And that's why he's coming back tomorrow, because he wants to be partner in bringing nachas ruach to the Ribono Shel Olam. Fascinating. It's a different way of looking at the entire inyan. So it's a rachmanis on the Yetzirah when we defeat the Yetzirah. Furthermore, regarding this inyan of Nachas Ruach, I believe this is the Oiv Yisrael. Yeish ba'adam trei chadali d'vliba mishkan yitzhatayv b'imina u mishkan yitzhara b'smaila. A yid has a yitzhara to the right of his heart, a yitzhara to the left, v'ayidei tayv ha'izgavrus nichl ha'smol b'yamin. There's a hamtaka which is taking place, that as the yitzhara tayv defeats the yitzhara, so even left side becomes right side. V'nim takara v'nasa tayv. And it becomes good. And then what happens? Then the Yitzhara will actually help you, help us in our melchama, in our avoida. If not for the Yitzhara, if the Yitzhara would be gone completely, there would be no simcha in learning Torah. This is a different perspective now. Ki ikar hazrizus v'achishik v'avoida b'mitzad Yitzhara. That means rizus and cheshik and avoida, the excitement in avoidus Hashem, comes from the tzad hasmol. That comes from the yitzhara. Shenimtak v'kategor nasa sanegor, sweetening the yitzhara, and bringing him into the avoda. V'zehu mashakasav yahaftas Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'shnei yitzarecha. What does it mean to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu with both yitzers? And that's talking specifically about ava. She'ikar ha'chuka v'achishek l'avoda nasa miham takas ha'yitzahar. Chuka, cheshek, ahava, these feelings in avodas Hashem come from the Yitzhara. She'ein lecha tainik sheish laboy gadol mizeh. There's no greater tainik to Hashem than this. She'davar ha'meinei mishapich l'tov, sweetening the Yitzhara to become good. V'gma gam shehu ba'olam ha'ma'isa v'gashmi akvin gam kein. Meaning, and what is turning over is the Yitzhara in the lowest place in the Olam HaMaisa, Olam HaGashmi, which is once the Ma'akiv, the Ma'inea, Ubaguf HaChomri, Umekomakam Oyved Hashem, and now he's serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Akin Yesh Taina Gadol HaBoy Baruch Hu Mizeh. Very important Yisrael, which shows up many times on the Sfar Makdashim, just to be Makatzer. We have a backside to do as well. There's the Yitzhah Tov, and there's the Yitzhara. And we think that there's this battle between Yitzhak Tov and Yitzhak Ra, and that goes on forever and ever. Right? Eventually, if the tzaddik plays it right, so then the Yitzhak Ra becomes good. And that's Pashup Shan, what Chazal say, V'yahavta b'shnei Yitzharecha. To serve Kadosh Baruch Hu with both Yitzhaks. Then even the Yitzhak Ra will become Toiv. Like we find in Joshua's Chazal, V'hinei Toiv ma'oid, zu Yitzhak Ra, zu malach ha'maves. That's called Toiv Ma'ay. So on the one hand, when the Yitzhara will become good, not only will it become Toiv, it'll become Toiv Ma'od. In which case, you'll have two Yitzhars. You'll have the Yitzhah Tov and the Yitzhah HaTov Ma'od. That's the eventual goal. So if you want to be specific, you would say like this. Yitzhah HaTov refers to the mead of Yira. That's basic. Everybody's born with, like, don't do that, because if you do, it'll hurt. That's Yitzhah HaTov. Shprach. Yetzahara is that if you want to be zeichet to Ahavas Hashem, it comes by channeling, being mahapich, being mamtik the Yetzahara, and using that taiva, that chemda, that ava, that cheshek, that chuka, and transforming it and turning it into a cheshek and an ava and a chuka of our Kodesh Baruch. They don't go hand in hand. So as much as a person is nimshach and mes'ave and oyhev gashmias, so then, Ahavas Hashem Minay. Where is he going to get his Ahavas Hashem from? It's the same kayach within the Adam. These two in Yana. This is Pshat Gemara. The Gemara says, Barasi Yetzer Tov, Biyatzi Yetzahara, Barasi Toira Tavlin. Tavlin is a spice. A spice is something which you use to sweeten a dish. And that's exactly what Chazal is trying to convey. I created the Yitzhara, and I created Torah as the tavlin, as the spice, to sweeten the Yitzhara so that it'll be tasty. It'll be good. So there's the Yitzhara coming back every day, and he sees the Nachas Ruach that he's going to give to Kodesh Baruch Hu, but eventually, there's a Madrega of Tzaddik, which is called Baal Tshuva. I don't know if we have time to go into all the different Pratim, but the Baal Tshuva is able to be Mahapech. The Yitzhara to be Yitzhara Toiv, and this gives a Kadosh Baruch Hu a Gevaldik Tainuk. This is what the Balatanya speaks about, what the Zohar speaks about. There's Tzadik and Baal Tshuva, Mamash Bekitzer, which the Zohar calls Eskafya v'Eshapcha. To be Koifa the Yitzhara, or to be Mahapech the Yitzhara. Two different avodas. And that's what the Gemara says, Balkum Shabal Tshuva Oime Tzadik Gomer Inu Yochel Amoid, Balkum Shabal Gomer Oime Baal Tshuva Inu Yochel Amoid. They can't stand at the same place because they're involved in two different types of avodah. Forgive me for going fast in a very broad sugya without any ma'amakomas really to explain it, other than this. But the tzaddik works with the Yitzhara by the first ma'amakom, so to speak, that the Yitzhara shows up every day and the tzaddik has the upper hand. And the Yitzhara comes back the next day and the tzaddik pounds him again. And that goes on and on and on. And that's called the tzaddik. That's Bechinas Dover HaMelech. Yosef HaTzaddik. And then there's what's called Ishapcha. That eventually the Baal Tshuva says, I had enough of this. I'm going to turn the Yitzhahara into Baal Tshuva. I don't want to have to fight every day. I want to serve Kadosh Baruch Hu with a nachas, with an ava. Bring more into the service of Kadosh Baruch Hu.
What's practically happening at that stage when the Yitzhahara Tov becomes Tov Ma'od?
Yeah.
Like what's happening? He's not against you, you're not sensing his...
You're starting to see that his koyach is weaker, And Adrabba, you're starting to see that in your davening there's a hislavas. You're starting to see that in your learning there's a cheshek.
Without minyas?
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be like chatzi-chatzi. There's still going to be minyas. He's still going, but part of him is turning over, and that's the ava that he is starting to feel. But on the other hand, still the minyas.
So when you have ava in your mitzvah, and you're davening in your Torah, it means that you're in the middle of the process of transforming.
Right.
But how can you say that you're progressing and growing, even if you're in tzaddik, if every day is the same yitzhara that you're fighting? I mean, eventually, don't you have to conquer that and move on to something different?
That's what it means, yeah. It's misgaber alof b'chol yoy. I mean, every day it gets stronger. It doesn't mean that it's the same thing and it gets just potently stronger. It means new tactics, you know, always coming back with a different strategy, different place, different time, different way, different look. Yeah, that in that way. But the tzaddik is determined, and it doesn't matter what shape or form he comes in, it's determined. It brings nachas ruach to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's what keeps him going. Serving Kodesh Baruch Hu brings him nachas ruach. But there's the knockout of the Baal Tshuva, though, where he's mahapich the Yitzhahar into being toif. And that's what this Maamar Malkum is describing.
So we have sources that this type of Madrega is only for Tzaddikim and Gemara. Like, we're not
so open
to that necessarily.
Mm-hmm. Everybody, Kfi is Madrega. It's Tzaddik, he's Cheiris Meni Yitzhahar. I mean, if you're talking about the Tzaddik Emes, which is a special Madrega, so then, yes, in every generation, there's Tzaddik Emes that reach these Madregas. But for us, it's still Shaykh for us. You know, every day that we succeed and we're growing in Avodas Hashem, we start to see that we have a different time in Avodas Hashem. That's a process which is taking place.
Yeah. How can the Pshat be otherwise? Because what do you mean that a Gadol Hador has bigger Yetzirah than me? It's for sure not true. Right?
What do you mean?
He's refined himself to the point where he doesn't have those Yetziraharas that the average person has.
So
what does it mean the Yetzirah is Gadol? What does that mean?
Well, that's what we said last week or 2 weeks ago, is that a tzaddik has a different type of yitzhahara than a regular person. He may have like what we call the shaychet, that he dresses up, tzaveya, that he has the yitzhahara dupes him into thinking that an aveya is really a mitzvah, and he has to work very hard not to do that mitzvah. I mean, he has l'shem shemaim type of, and that's even stronger than yitzhahara, because if we really to see it's more confusing and it's much stronger, because it's a koyach ruchni which is motivating him, as opposed to something which is an islavish and a davar buzzway. Meaning, if I would be high b'madrega, I would look at Gashmias as being a davar, as being plach, and like, why would I? You know, a tzaddik looks down on the world and he thinks that everybody is shaitan because they're running after Gashmias, and he doesn't understand that you could be enjoying this world of ruchni as Sivik Kodesh Baruch Hu in such a high way, yet everybody is so confused and so tied up and running after Momenus and running after Taivis and Gashmias and things like that. It's like there's $1 billion over there and you want the candies on the floor. You know, it has a higher seichel, it doesn't understand. But what we're seeing here, is the idea is that from the fact that we can turn the Yitzhahara into a Yetzer Tov is testimony to what we've been speaking about. That the emes in the core of the Yitzhahara, he's a koyach toiv. He wants to do good. If he was completely ra and he was cooler ra and the only way to get rid of him was to throw him in the garbage, then how could you turn him into a tov? If not for the fact that in Pimius there's a nekuda toiv of tov, that he really wants to do the Ratzon Hashem.
You mentioned that it looks like the Yetzer was born with a bigger dose of Yislavus and is more than the Yetzer Tov.
Yeah, I mean, there's you could say like this: Yetzer HaTov and Yetzer HaRa have different qualities. The Yetzer HaTov is more the quality of Yira, and the Yetzer HaRa is the quality of Ava. And now it's how we channel it. Meaning, we come into this world and we grow up and, you know, we're involved in complete Gashmias, and so finally we wake up one day. For some people that's 6 years old, 8 years old, 10, 13, 20, 50, you know, whenever a person wakes up and he's like, what am I doing with my life? And then he's like, I gotta break myself out of this. What? Yeah, we have to break ourselves out of this confinement that we find ourselves in, which is that my koyach ruchni of called Yetzirah is held captive by the Gashmias world, by the koyach Abra. And he wants to be set free, and it's up to me to set him free. That's really what it is.
How do we understand that? We said that like HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts Ava into the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now the way that we're supposed to understand that is that all Ava is really the work of the Yetzirah,
right?
Coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, moving through the Yetzirah to, like, basically for us to redirect it towards doing Ratzon Hashem.
Right.
All of Ava, Srizos, anything rooted in emotion, anything rooted in to some degree an individual's rut zone, is really all, you know, kind of like the conduit is through the Yetzer.
Right. And that's what we see in the Torah Shalol Lishma Abolishma. Maybe I don't remember if we're going to see it now, but Torah Shalol Lishma means like this. Because the Yetzer Hara has the Kayach of Ava, but if you want to utilize Ava before you're Zeichet to pure Ava, meaning via Hafta B'Shnei Yetzarecha, if you want to incorporate Ava in your Avoida somehow, you may have to use it in a Shalol Lishma way. Meaning, it could be that you're running after, you know, to go do a certain mitzvah because you know there's going to be some type of physical pleasure in that. Okay, so a person is not on the madriga yet that it should be kuloi ahava in the sense that he doesn't care about the gashmiyastika ahava that's involved in that. But, you know, he has no choice but to be motivated from an ahava gashmiyas because he's not yet zeichet to an ahava ruchmiyas. So, because it's one makar, so the only way to get to it is to go through it. But to go through it means you have to use it in a way which may not be the most appropriate, but that's the heter which you have.
So avagashmi, even if it's a good thing, but if it's disconnected from a kadosh baruch hu, you're saying that's still masi yitzara.
That's the painful reality. Yeah.
But I'm saying a person can be wonderful, nice to another person, and ava and everything else like that, but if it's not really connected to kadosh baruch hu, it's still a masi yitzara.
Right. It may be nice, it might be derech eretz, but derech eretz is still kama l'tayra. There's higher madrigas, and higher madrigas is that if a person takes care of another yid and he likes another yid because it's the mitzvah of Yehavta Yechakamecha, and it's his intentions are very pure in that ava that he has for him, meaning that he's a chedek elakam yimal, he's a never of a kodesh baruch hu, and he has a mitzvah to love him, that's much higher madrigas than just liking somebody because it's menschlich to do. Menschlich, even a goy could be menschlich. We're talking about madrigas that a yid can have, which are much higher levels of av.
Right, but we're still saying it's still in the getter of the Yetzirah then.
Yeah.
If we haven't taken it.
Yeah, right. Or in the getter of what's called gufnias.
Okay.
There's something which we haven't spoken about, but there's neshama and yitzhar tov, and then there's guf and yitzharah. These are two different things in Pnimius. Although we use the terms very loosely, and we're like, there's neshama and guf, and we call that yitzhar tov yitzharah. In Pnimius, two different koiches. Okay. Let's continue. In the Orech L'chaim, Parashas Vayishlach, Vishamati me admor harav hagayin achas and amaforsim the Rebbe Reb Shmuel Shmelka from Nicholsburg. Pirish hapasek bakish shalom viradfehu. Ratzalaymar sheitzahara hanivra lahasis that the yitzahara which is created to entice us tachliso upnimius shalohu tov. His tachlis and his pnimius is good. So there's a chitzonius hara, but there's a pnimius hatoiv. Vuhu ba'atzma reitzah shalishma adam eilav. He also doesn't want that the yid should listen to him. He's doing the Ratzon Hashem. He's doing exactly what he's supposed to do. Bakeshalom means Zotzalamar. And Tevakeshalom means Yitzahara. If you want to make peace with the Yitzahara, Ozvrad Fehu. Tirdoif Oisai Velos Ishmaela. Have no Rachmanis on him. That's what he wants. There's no way to make peace with your enemy unless you destroy the enemy. Vahu Ba'atzma Reitze Bekach. Because that's really what the enemy wants. So he touches that into Pasuk. If you go to the top Marmakam in the middle, once we're speaking about the Inyan, this is the Avodah Yisrael, the Kashrut Nitzar Magid. Im Zeicha Adam La'Avdas Hashlemas. If a Yid is Zeicha, it's a real complete Avdas. As Gam Oivav Yashlem Itoi. Then it's not that he'll destroy his enemy. His enemy will become bishlemus with him. Like the Gemara says in Shabbos, that the Malach Ra, the Yitzhahara, will be Yana Amen. He'll say Amen to all, everything which you do. He'll agree to it. He'll agree to be defeated because that's what he wants. And we had said last week, this is the secret in the Torah of Eishes Yifas Torah, and we see that Marmakam here, Degel Machaneh Ephraim, right below that Marmakam, V'ra'isa Bashevya Eishes Yifas Torah, and Zehu Gam Kin Havtacha. The Torah is giving us a haftacha. Kishayitin Hashem Elokecha b'ilchasa yitzahara. That this Eishes Yifas Torah, which is a remez to the yitzahara, oz v'ra'isa, you will see. Eich shehashchina shehi Eishes Yifas Torah hi b'shiva kibyocha. That really, when you look at yitzahara, you're going to see something much deeper. That it's really a koyach rechni. It's a gevald koyach rechni. It's the shchina hakdaisha is imprisoned by the yitzahara. That's called the pnimius of the yitzahara. That's called the shchina. And notice says, V'chashakdaba liftaisa min hashivir lakachta d'chalisha. The koyach of cheshek, the koyach of ahava, to take it out, to free it, V'chaisa d'chalisha, now you're going to be able to use it in your avodah session. So that parsha is talking about Yetzer Hara, and like we had said, that's Rabbi Akiva. What does Rabbi Akiva say on that parsha? Like Dibra Torah, Ella, Kenegid Yetzer Hara. So Pasha Pshana that Chazal is that the Torah is telling us, maybe through Rabbi Akiva, that the whole inyan of Eishes Sefas Torah is just a heter. That since a yid is going to war, and what do you expect? Right? He if they're sending out Zoyna, so he has a heter to take an Eishes Sefas Torah. But according to this, we could say pshat as follows: if you really want to know what the sugya of Yitzhar is about, it's about Eishes Sefas Torah. The Eishes Sefas Torah is the Yitzhar. That's what Rabbi Akiva wants to say. That there's a koyach ruchni, that there's a koyach pnimi within the Yitzhar which really wants to do good. As such, go back to the right column, fourth ma'amakam. B'shem Aram HaKadosh Mikarlin, the Beis'an from Karlin. K'sheroya ha'odam sh'yitzar misgaber lov. When a yid sees that he's being defeated by his Yitzhara, what should he say? Yo'im Ma'ay should offer the following tefillah. Rivona Shaloyla. Halei kol ikar kavanais Yitzhara hu k'dei shagid l'cha nachas ruach ha'idizeh. Isn't the whole intention of the Yitzhara that he just wants to bring you nachas ruach? Yaniach yisi Yitzhara. Let me defeat the Yitzhara, and then he'll give you an Achas Ruach. An unbelievable tefillah which comes out of this Lamaisa. I mean, we always ask, okay, now that we learned this, so what's the Lamaisa? The Lamaisa is that, look at the type of a tefillah which comes out of the sugya. That if a Yid feels he's being defeated by the Yitzhara, he turns to Abish and he says, this is backwards. I mean, it's not just backwards that he's defeating me, but he doesn't want to defeat me. He just wants to give me, what type of Nachas Ruach are you going to get from this if I lose? That's what you want, that's what I want, that's what he wants. Who here doesn't want this? That's the tefillah. Such a powerful tefillah.
It goes well with the Rebbe said in the previous year, that just that card of knowing that's the Yitzhara that's attacking you is half of the game. Just understanding that it's him, then you can defeat him.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it's in Yiddish also?
Yeah, of course. Okay.
Defeating is about refining, isn't it?
So, what was the first word you said?
It's not about defeating the Yetzer, it's about
right,
refining.
Right, it's about refining. That's exactly right. Yep, yeah, that's what it is. Now, to be more specific and a little bit more Kabbalistic, we began last week, touched on it, but we said we'd get back to it. We didn't, so now's the opportunity. In the middle of the page, from Toldos Yaakov Yosef, Shamati Mimori HaBal Shem Tov, Inyan Shchitas Yetzahara. This is refining. Right? A Shchita is a Matir. Right? It's not a killing. The difference between Ritzicha and Shchita is that Shchita is a Matir. Now you can eat it. Now you can be nana from it. So whenever we speak about Yetzirah defeat, like we do on the night of the Seder, we end with what? V'asa kodesh baruch hu v'shachat l'malach ha'maves. Shachat l'malach ha'maves means that there's going to be a Shchita, it'll be Matir l'malach ha'maves. So in Kabbalah it goes like this, in Chassidus, Shemaitzi memenu hara shehu ois mem. Right? We said that the Yetzirah's name is Samech Mem Aleph Lamed, Sam Kael. And three of those letters are holy letters, and the letter Mem is Treif. Because Mem stands for Mavis. And in one of the Shem Sakdashim, I think it's one of the Shem Ayin Beis, the 72 name of Hashem. You know, the 72 name of Hashem is 72 names, and each one has three letters. So you normally we say 72 letter name of Hashem. I think we said this last time we brought it up. But it's 72 name, and each name has three letters. One of those is Samech Aleph Lamed. It's Gematria 91. Which is the Shem Havaya Adonis. Yeah. So we take out the letter Mem, and you're left with the Shem Kadosh, Samech Aleph Lamed. So when we speak about Shchitas Yetzahara, we're talking about Shchitas Samkel, Bifrat the letter Mem, V'nishar V'chulei V'hushma Yisbarach. You're left with that Shem, Samech Aleph Lamed. And again, told us Yaakov Yosef. Another way to explain it: Shemati mimari habal Shem Tov inyan shchitas malach hamaves hu lahoiti mimenu chilek hara sheishar malach kadosh. Again, this is just another way of saying exactly what we've been saying. V'nasa min naval lavan, to turn naval nevela. Naval was also a very terrible person in Navi, and turn naval into lavan, which is white, which is pure. To be mahapichit. Mahapich the ra'an to toiv. V'zeh shekosov v'es ruach hatuma avir min ha'aretz. And I'll turn it over from being bad into being good. This is a very important yisod. That since there's einal mavado, going back to the l'shitoso we've been speaking about from the very beginning, that the l'shitoso is that you can define chassidus as what? a derech and avodas Hashem, there's a drop of Eino Milvada. That's what it is. You look at the whole derech as Eino Milvada. So we're dealing with the Yitzhara, which is what we're discussing, and you look at it in the face, and you're like, I may be a little confused, but I know it's Eino Milvada going on, and that's a choik for Loyavar. So then, you're calling the bluff, the Yitzhara, and he shows his true colors. That he's in it with you too, and he wants to be defeated. And this is all just part of a shlichas of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Take a look at the top left. Maybe we'll come back to the bottom one. Let's go to the top left. Mevuar b'shem ha-Baal Shem Tov. Al ha-pasuk. Mi-oyivai se-chakmini. That David HaMelech says in Kuf Yates Tehillim, that I have become wiser from my enemies. How do you become more wise from your enemies? And who is the true enemy? So here says the Liskarev of the Ach Pitvah, B'shem de Balshem. Now that we see that the Yetzahara is part of the picture called Einam Avada, and he really wants to be the Ratzon Hashem. If that's the case, and a person is a Chacham, he can learn how to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu from the Yetzahara. And David HaMelech was the man of Einam Avada, which is why he's Melech Yisrael Olam. He's only in this world temporarily. His whole metzias is very temporal, but yet he serves a Kadosh Baruch Hu with tremendous cheshek. Because remember, the Yitzhahara is serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he shows up every day, on time, before we wake up, he's working, while he's sleeping, he's working, he's non-stop working. And he's working really hard. He's misgavr b'chol yom. Who serves a Kadosh Baruch Hu better than the Yitzhahara? And it's only Chai Shah. Mikol shekein tzarech la'avad es Hashem yizbarach shu chai ha'olam. V'zehu mi'oyvei sechakmeini ki mitzvei secheh la'olam hili. How much more so me, that I have chai ha'olam, and that's how he's teaching the end of the pasuk. Ki mitzvei secheh la'olam hili. By me it's la'olam. So he's serving Kodesh Baruch Hu chai isha. And he's working and amazing. So I have to learn from him that if my inyan is chai netzach, how much more so do I have to work harder than even the Yitzhar does. And that's a big hizchaivus. You see how David HaMelech, from that perspective in the Mavado, he wasn't limited to only the Tzad HaYamin, the Tzad HaKedusha, to learn how to serve Kodesh Baruch Hu. He was able to go into the left side and to say, well, there's Eino Mavado, I can learn from here how to serve Kodesh Baruch Hu too, once everybody's serving Kodesh Baruch Hu. Or HaChachma, Yisa B'Shem HaBa Shem Tov, SheTzarech HaAdam Dilman MeHakol, Afilu MeYitzahara. We can learn from the Yitzahara, from everything. Shanu Roy Mech Yitzahara MeFata, the Mevcheshe Gadol, we see how he's always enticing us with tremendous cheshek. Again, that's the cheshek. The cheshek is the tzad of v'yahavta v'shnei yitzarecha. All this because he's been created to do so, to be the mefata. And if he succeeds in that endeavor, then part of our chiyas falls to him. And that kind of gives him more strength. So I need to learn from him how to serve Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because after all, I was the one who was created to be Davik to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That seeing how the Yitzhahara is working so hard to be Mefatimi, which is not a very pleasurable avoda. I mean, this is not something which you would really be up to do if you had your choice. This is what he's trying to get me to do, to be mesava everything, to break my eyes, to go after things which I shouldn't be seeing, to take the light out of my eyes, to be mechazik myself in being davik to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, I have the schus to be the one who could be davik, and he has the schus, quote unquote, to be the one to be the mefateh. Yet he's okay with that. So look at my chilek. I'm the one who's been chosen to be Davik. He's working so hard to be Mefatme, which is like the garbage duty. But yet he's working really hard in that job. So how much more so should I be machazik myself to be the one to be Davik to Kadosh Baruch Hu? Because after all, what could be sweeter than that? Just other ways of studying the Yetzirah to take real life lessons in Avodas Hashem, the deepest lessons in Avodas Hashem. And now a story. Yoyis Rabbeinu, Rabbi Eliezer Jikover, the son of the Zera Kodesh, the Heilige Rav Shitzer, when he was a Yelad Rach, Bishan, and Masapa, Meza, Maisa, Yaldas, Kedar, Chayladim. And he was a kid too, you know, even Tzadikim are kids. V'yigar by Aviv, Harav HaKadosh, Rav Shitzer, B'devet Teicha, and the Rav Shitzer gave it to him, gave him some Musar. Hitzadik Rabbeinu, so the Rav Eliezer said back to his father, Ma Ese, what should I do, Tati? I gave in. What am I supposed to do? I'm a baser adam. I have a yitzhar. He works very hard. So the Rav Shitzer said back to him, instead of saying that he's stronger than me and he hates me and he wants to bring me down and he's so evil and I forfeit, why don't you say, look at it and say, the Yitzhar is so neman in his shlichas. Is there a bigger shlich who's neman to Kadosh Baruch Hu than the Yitzhar? For Eisa malachti be'amuna lefatas b'ni Adam. And he works be'amuna every day to be mefatas, techatayim, and avonis, kashen etzal, because this is what he's supposed to do. V'lo yonech v'lo yishkot yom v'layla. He never rests day or night in kain roi l'chalil m'min Yitzhar. Meaning, don't look at the Yitzhar as this is the battle between the Yitzhar. Look at the Yitzhar as somebody to learn from in your avoda, kufay musar and das shigam atatasa kamayis this gabbering the bekokay chacha believe if that shift in how we're perceiving the Yitzhar. Yes, there's a battle, but instead of looking at it as it's me against him, look at it as we're working together here, and he's a shliach of the Kadosh Baruch Hu just like me, and we're going to be shluchim together because every time you start out with me, I know you want me to defeat you. That perspective is mamash a game changer, and that's what he was teaching his son at a very young age.
The Yitzhar is the entity that you look to emulate in regards to its tenacity.
Correct.
And because of the Yitzhar, it elevates you to a higher level.
Right.
What do you think in davening when we say Shema Yodol Yitzhar Nisayon?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like the Nisayon of the Yitzhar is a necessary process.
Right, yeah, but it's risky.
It's risky.
I mean, a person can grow day to day.
So what's the feel like? What should we?
I mean, like this. A person has a person is always working with his Yitzhar. Even if he's in the Beis Medrash, let's say, right? He's in the Beis Medrash and he's learning Torah. So if he's learning Torah Lishma and with it, you know, the way that he's supposed to and be a Hava and with the Yira, so then he's working on his Yitzhar without having to be confronted with any sign. So he's safe. And he's doing a Peter HaKadusha. That could be no greater schus than that. You know, we don't want, so the Yitzhar will have a tikkun. We just don't want to have to always be involved in the battle because it's risky in case we lose. So if we can be in the Beis Knesset and the Beis Medrash, like the Gemara says, you know, in Pagabacha Benuval Zem, Ashrei the Beis Medrash, so that, hey, you have it made. That's what really what we want.
Could we have shown in that Gemara the same idea?
You have to tell them that's what the tzaddikim teach. Mashchil mismatch means tell the Yitzhara there are bigger pleasures in life. He thinks that the pleasures are there. He'd say, Mashchil mismatch, if you really want real tainig in this world, come. Learn a shtickle taisus, learn a shtickle marinayim. That's the real pleasure in this world.
Remember calls that kind of speak about this as like a pidyon shvim, like you're kind of like redeeming.
That's Eishes Yifas Torah. Let's turn the page and maybe we'll get back to that bottom line. Welcome. Let's see. Now, in conclusion of this sugya, this is the last year in Yitzhara, it's because I had to talk about tactics with the Yitzhara. As we had mentioned before, Mitoch Shelo Lishma, Bo Lishma, and we should be cognizant and aware of the fact that we're dealing with an adversary, that he really is doing his best to try to be mapalus, because that's his shlichus. He has to put in a good fight in order that they should bring nachas ruach to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's his l'shem shemayim. So because he's misgavri b'chol yom, you know, the Chazal say a person has to come with tachbulos and with eitzos against Yitzhar. The one that we spoke about until now is perhaps the kloliest one in Pnimius, which is the recognition that Yitzhar is doing a shlichus and he was created to be defeated. And that's the Nachas Ruach which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, and we can offer tefillahs in that, like we saw, and v'chulei, everything which you've discussed. But there's also the Mitoch Shelo Lishma, and the tachbulos with the Yitzhara, which is kedai to speak about, because we can certainly benefit from that as well. So a top right here from Tzavos Rivash. Now, let's say a person is confronted with a taiva. He should distance it from his mind. We spoke about just a few minutes ago. To be mevaza the taiva. And the Chazal uses this expression to be margiz, to frustrate the Yetzer HaTaiva and the Yetzer and the taiva, meaning that when a person is in the moment that he has this temptation to take a very real look at the Tzahara and to say, like, what is it that you're interested in? What is it that we are interested in? This is what we should be getting all excited about. At the same time, a person, what's going to happen is that if the Yitzhahara starts to feel like we're pulling away from this taiva, he's going to drop a feeling of atzvas in our hearts. And we're going to be like, we're disappointed, we're sad that we didn't get to do this to fulfill ourselves, our craving with this taiva. So what's the response to that? We're breaking it down, like how this works. You're creating a tremendous Kiddush Hashem and Nachas Ruach to Kodesh Baruch Hu in this moment. Like Chazal say, yes, it may be painful, but Smeichim be Yisur. Just because it hurts doesn't mean it can't be B'Simcha. B'Zeh Kasher Lo Yimashach Achad Tava Se'afil Machshav Yivaz Ha'isa. So by not being Nimshach Achad Ha'Taiva, even B'Machshava, and being Mevazet, so it creates a Mapala to the Klipa, and the Zohar refers to such people as Bar Levav, the strong-hearted. Right, there's like we find by Esav, Vayivez Esav as Abchar. Esav, he uses the koyach of Bizayon, but he was mevazed a davar kadosh. I mean, the bechayr is gevaldik. Gita nachal lakim adal shmaim. The bechayr, the bracha serving in the Beis Hamikdash. But we see that there's a midah called to be mevazed, and we could use the koyach of being mevazed in the tuma, and we could use it therefore in the kedusha, because like we're seeing that there's just one playing field. It's called the inam avada. So whatever there is in the kedusha, it could be used in the Tamar and the Tamar and the Kedusha. If the Yitzhahara has a Midah, which is called Vayivez Esav, we can use it in the Kedusha too. Vayivez, to be Mevaze Esav, in all of his Ritzainis and all of his Tithes. That's the Baal Shem Tov. Furthering this idea, or similar ideas, B'Shem of Baal Shem Tov, on the Pasuk of Aluzev Banegev, who always is Beganov. Right? It's referring to Klai Yisrael. By the Meragdim, when they came into Eretz Yisrael, they were instructed to go through the south. Negev, says the Baal Shem Tov, Negev, Ganav. Now, what does it mean to go into Eretz Yisrael, Biganeva? Ki ha'ikar hu lahastir ma'isa. Sometimes the person, in dealing with his enemy, he has to be covert. Stealth. U'lefamim tzarech le'elich b'mach teresh lo yargish yitzahara b'nei nanav. So that the yitzahara is in margish what our true intentions are. This week's parsha, Parsha's Pechukai, say this medrash is quoted. David Melech says, "Chishavti drachai, chishavti drachai." And then he says after that, "And I go, chashi drachai, and something aleidoi secha." Many ways the medrash says on that pasuk that David HaMelech would wake up every morning and he would say, "L'makom ploni ani holech. I'm a melech, I'm a king, I have to go to the palace, I have a lot of affairs to deal with." So, and then he would say, "No, raglam mevias asil the base medrash of the base knesses. My feet are bringing me to the base knesses of the base medrash." So that's how the medrash goes. David would say, "L'makom ploni ani holech, v'raglam mevias asil about the medrash b'shem midrash." So how do you explain that? David HaMelech woke up every day, he was going to go to the palace, and he changed course and went to the base knesses, base medrash. So the Baal Shem Tov is saying like this: David HaMelech intentionally. Vashiva raglai leidei secha. Thank you. That's it. Chishavti drachai vashiva raglai leidei secha. That I thought I was going to point A, and then I switched to point B. So Pashup Shad is that David HaMelech he had this melchemes hayetz every day that he wanted to go to the palace, and then he found a way to get to the base medrash and to the base knesses.
Literally?
That it would seem so, but again, we have to explain it a little bit deeper. And there's many ways of explaining this Chazal. The tzaddikim have a very good time with this medrash, and a lot of things to be learned from this. But what we're seeing, and this is how the Baal Shem Tov was teaching it. He's saying David HaMelech, he never intended to go to the palace. It's just that in order to get out of bed or to deal with the Yetzer Hara, he needed to say like, yeah, I'm going to go to the palace, so that who's going to put up? The Yetzer Hara's not going to put up a fight when you want to go to the palace. He's going to put up going to the Beis Medrash, but if you're going to go to the palace, he's not going to put up a fight. So many times you trick the Yetzer Hara. Sometimes it's very easy to get out of bed. If you, it's hard to get out of bed to learn at 5 o'clock for Chavrusa. But if you have to get out of bed because you want to have a geshmak coffee, or to read the paper for a minute, or to go exercise, and you're like, you know what, I'll do that for a minute, but I'm really, and then you're up, and then you're really, your whole intention was to go to the Beis Medrash.
So it's mamash doing it.
Huh?
Or it's mamash doing it, or taking an action. And
if you have to, some people don't have to, but if you have to, then you have to.
That's to say that the Yitzhak doesn't have a grasp of your,
correct,
of your consciousness.
That's right. That's right. That's right. It's something which is shaykh to do, yeah.
But like, how?
Try it.
It is you, so like, how do you not?
See, you'll see. We'll see. You're waking up for this. No, you're really gonna like, you know, like Akiva saying, like if you're getting up for the coffee, and that's really what gets you up in the morning, your Folgers. So then you get up and then you drink your coffee and then you start the day. But if you wouldn't have had the coffee to get up, your Yitzhak wouldn't have let you get out of bed. It would have been a fight to get up to go daven to learn. But now that you're getting up because of this, and Yitzhak is motivated, and Yitzhak Tov is motivated, so there's a Shalom Yisrael. So now it's easy to get up.
More mundane example.
But every day, if you're every day, it's like I have to convince myself it's the coffee. When do you get out of? I mean, at some point,
because,
you have to
get into it.
No, Eddie.
Because
every day you're growing. You're not
growing. You're growing. At some point, you have to say, okay, today is no more coffee anymore.
Okay, maybe that will happen. However, but what happens is that the real growth is taking place in front of the sefer, meaning. You don't expect that every time that you're going to defeat, get out of bed because of the coffee, that you're not going to want to get out of bed the next day because of the coffee. I mean, that may stay consistent. The work in the coffee, if it's even so terrible, right? Let's say, but the work which will take place with the coffee is going to be taking place in front of the sefer, in front of the tehillim. As a person grows beruchnius and he becomes more of an ish neshama, so then you're right. So then the motivation to get out of bed because of the coffee is not going to be so. So meaningful anyway. As you grow, meaning as you develop more of a chishik in learning Gemara, now that like we said, that the chishik which a person has from learning the Gemara is more tasteful than a coffee, so then you're right, then the coffee is not going to be the motivator anymore. The Gemara is going to be. And that's a higher madriga. But what David Malch is teaching us that when we're dealing with the Yitzhahara and Tzaddikim do. So the way that it is that you bring the Yitzhahara in by saying, I have what to gain here too. And then he lets, but it's really for the Kedusha.
Well, let me be an example. Sometimes when you're working out and you know you want to do it for a half hour and you get to 15 minutes and you're like polishing and you say, okay, I'll just do it for another five. And you get to the end of the next 5 minutes and you say, I made it, I'll do it for another five. But really, subconsciously, you really wanted to make it to 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But you keep fooling yourself into thinking, okay, if I just do another five, just do another five, and you make it to 30.
Right.
Somehow you trick yourself into doing it. It's a motivator.
What? Throwing in a bone, basically. Just, you know.
It's just, it motivates you because you set goals that you can achieve.
Right.
Yeah. What I'm saying though is,
no, I get what you're saying. At some point, you don't need that motivation anymore because the motivation is to come to learn.
At some point, you want to reach a higher madriga. You want to wake up and say, well, I'm waking up because I want to learn Gemara. I want to learn
for the basis. So that will
it's
come.
Motivated by process.
Yeah. That's called Ganav. That's called Gnevas Das. The Gnevas Das of the Yitzhak. We'll see. If you take a look, we'll just skip for a moment to the bottom of the Yitzhak. Once again, we're from the Tolis Yaakov Yosef. B'zeh Mechashav Tadracha. B'chol Dvar Mitzvah Kedusha. B'haschala. Chishavti Dracha. L'hanas Yagashmi. That's called Chishavti Dracha. That I say I'm in it because of the Gashmias Hana. V'achar Kach Ashiv Ragli L'Yitzhakha. Raglai, meaning the hergol, shahurgul etzli shalol lishma, oz asisi lishma. That I margul myself from the low lishma to come to a state of lishma. Vizesha amar. That's what David Melech says. Chatzus laila akum. Right? The pasuk goes on to say, Chatzus laila akum lahoydus lacha shem alakeni. Vizesha amar. Chatzus laila akum. I wake up every morning. Latayalti agashmi. I wake up every morning because of the coffee. Kimianchi so mishina so the shem shamayim yafsha, because to wake up to the shem shamayim, the yitzhara is not going to let that. Rather, elachatus leila akum letzrachaya, wake up because I have to exercise. Now I'm able to wake up at Chatzais to do the Avoida. I'm up now because I fooled the Yitzhara. That's what David is teaching us. That's what the Baal Shem Tov taught. To begin with the Machshav Azara, sometimes a person can achieve it with the Tefillah, then he has a Siyat to the Shema'i, instead of having to need the tactic. But that's what we saw before. Banegev, Beganav, Ve'achar Kach Yasa Lishma, and then a person will come to Lishma again. B'toich Shalol Lishma, Bo Lishma, V'dai B'zeh.
So I should get like a really good coffee maker.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, when you're laying in bed and you think about this, you're actually thinking that you want to get up for the coffee. And then you're subconsciously thinking, right, like sub that, that right, it's really not for that.
Right.
So the Yitzhar, because I'm just trying to figure out, the Yitzhar understands your thoughts, so he understands what you're trying to do.
No, but the fact that there's a coffee which is going to be a real time is a real temptation. I mean, it's not a trick. You're going to actually have the coffee. So that's a very strong motivator, because...
But doesn't he know you're trying to check it?
Doesn't matter, because he first of all, that's fine.
The conscious mind, so yeah, you can get to the real goal.
Yeah.
Even though you know the real goal in the back of your mind, you're kind of
letting it.
You're throwing him a bone. Yeah. It's a seer lazazel. That's what it is. It's a seer lazazel.
A little ground in order to ultimately. Yeah.
But first, I mean, let's call it what it is. I mean, you're starting your life with Goshmidus. I mean, that's the first time you.
Mitoich shaloi lishma ba lishma. Okay, that's how we do it. But until a person reaches a madriga, that you're right, that pleasure is now going to be the ruchnia, so then it's not necessary anymore. But for Gashmis people like myself, then we have to have motivators of Gashmis in order to do what we need to do.
If that equals hundreds of hours of learning a year, then it's, you know.
Yeah. Hundreds. Yeah. And the Yitzhara enjoys that defeat, meaning he's none from that. That's what he wants. He wanted you to get out of bed. Don't forget the previous side of the page.
How do you see that from the Pasuk Chatzos Laila Akum?
Because the tzaddik is breaking up the pasuk in half. He's just saying, Chatzos Laila Akum, I get up, meaning as if I get up from my personal reason. I am getting up. But then it's l'hoydos. The topless my makom. The kachat tzadik oivid Hashem yodiyam yomachama seitzahar. This really should have been the first my makom, but I guess got lost on the page, lost its way. That a tzaddik who's oivet Hashem, he knows the melchama seitzah. I mean, it's important to know the tactics of these. The main we may have even brought this marmakom in the first discussion on the first page, one of the early marmakomas. But the toelis in all of this is to know the yitzhar. To know the yitzhar means to know the battle.
That's what you're saying. In order to devise strategies to refine or defeat. Whatever.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Umilastim shebederach oved Hashem shum mesukon. V'tamil chayitzar yichya eich lihinatzal mimetzudasa v'yedia lahazach hayim v'sanas list. Oh, now, so this is important. I'm happy that we made sure to look at this. Is that a tzaddik is who is an oved Hashem? He's a person who is an expert in the ways of the Yitzhar, and he knows the dangers. And he's chai tzar yichya. He's moiser nefesh in his melchama against the Yitzhara. And as such, he knows the tactics and the tricks and the strategies to save himself and thereby to help others. Lahazir achein misakanas listem from this Yitzhara, this bandit. So yoisef das yoisef machayif. That a person gains das through the pain. Through the pain of victory. The Russia, I mean, the person that he's happy, that in the fake happiness that the Yitzhara affords him. So I'm a shalom kain sakana bazar elam. He thinks that, you know, that there's no sakana, that I'm not. He doesn't even recognize that he's constantly engaging with the Yitzhara and losing, and that he's just living a false life of pleasure and simcha. But the reason why this marmakum is important from the Toldos Yaakov Yosef is because there are people out there who get it. And that's what the next Maramako, I think it's from one of the Talmidim of the Naim Elimelech, and he's quoting the Naim Elimelech. He says, V'chin amali admar, b'zeh halashan, She'ikr nesia la tzadikim hulazah. That the ikr reason why we go to tzadikim is for this reason. L'zakois leida ulahakir bein mitzvos laverus ulahavd b'nei. This goes back to the first year where we spoke about, the second year we spoke about tzoveya, the Yetzirah. How is a person supposed to know whether he's dealing with the Yetzirah or not? Who's going to teach a person whether or not it may look like it's the Yetzirah and sometimes he's doing something with the Yetzirah Tov? How do we know who's the Yetzirah Tov, who's the Yetzirah? Especially when he's tzoveya and he's dressing up like a Yetzirah Tov. Who's going to teach us that? The tzaddik. That's when we go to the tzaddik, that's what he's saying. The reason why tzaddikim go to bigger tzaddikim is because those bigger tzaddikim are not teaching the lower tzaddikim, you know, how useless and worthless it is to look at inappropriate things or to indulge oneself in gashmias. That's not why tzaddikim are going to big tzaddikim. They're already past that. They need to know the higher level, the expert level of how am I able to detect the Yitzhari Yitzhah type? Of course, we need to go to big tzaddikim too, because we need to learn how to not indulge in this world as well. Going to tzaddikim is the most valuable Eitzah, which we have. Being in their company, learning from them, shayiches to them, studying their Torahs. And again, the name of the Melech, Yelich Eitzel HaTzaddikim HaShleimim Ve'oz Bevada Yinatzom Yapnios. Tzaddikim, they're always doing the right thing, but they want to make sure that they do the Shema. Bilti l'Hashem levado, because Hashem is Einu levado. Ki Yitzhara ain't by koyach l'ishot sham v'makmat tzaddikim. Where the tzaddikim are, the Yitzhara doesn't have Pesach there. He's not invited there. V'gam zayis she'einu be'ev sh'lova lo eiz v'pniya b'yur se'matzi tzaddikim. When a person sees how a tzaddik does mitzvahs, how he serves Hashem, shehu rav ma'oid, which is in such a great way, yachar alibu b'kirboi. When he trembles inside, Lemuel, and he says, "Ech es goy b'mas and gets ma'aseh tzaddikim." When I see how a tzaddik davens, I see how a tzaddik learns, how he shakes a lulav, everything which a tzaddik does, all the gaiva that a person has thrown out the window because he realizes that if this is how a yid serves the Kodesh Baruch Hu, ma'ane, what will I say about how my avoid is? And a person will come to humility and to realize that he hasn't achieved anything yet and continue to try to strive in his avoid as Hashem.
It's interesting. You like in the Maromakam doesn't say that tzaddik says anything. Like, the tzaddik doesn't say anything to you that's, like, giving you this outlook. It's just being by the tzaddik.
Right, yeah. Yeah, of course. That's pnimius versus chitzonius. Chitzonius is, like, what you hear from the tzaddik. But pnimius, it's being in the company of the tzaddik. It's the kesher, you know. Observing the tzaddik. Shamati mimari, and one last mayamakom, as we're coming close to Marev. The Baal Shem Tov said on the pasuk, Al Masha Barasa Kol B'nei Ada. He types this pasuk into Tehillim. Al Mashav Barasa Kol B'nei Adam. On what worthlessness was man created? Now, this is the Baal Shem Tov Taish. Shushelu Tshuva. I see here a question and an answer. It goes like this. Sheshoyel HaYitzahara L'Hashem Yizbarach. The Yitzahara here is asking a question to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So, this is so amazing. Be'ez Shechaya Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom Moshe Kamen Flows. When Moshe Rabbeinu was involved in making all the miracles for Klal Yisrael, in came, Lama Shav Barasa Shei Yitzahara. So Yitzahara said, why are you creating me for no reason? Ki mi pesi yosel Yishmarlo. Who's going to listen to me when Moshe, somebody great like Moshe, like this, who's so great, is making maifsim, and everybody sees his kedusha. V'haisa tshuva. So Hashem said back the next three words here that were quoted: Kol b'nei Adam, shi'ibari k'negdo Adam b'liyal bin mosat tzaddik shemesis medech. For every tzaddik which there is, there's a rasha just as great. And who was the rasha just as great as Moshe? Who was k'negdo? Bilam. Bilam. There was a Bilam. Kol b'nei Adam, what's the matter? K'may kol b'nei Adam shem tzaddikim? Meaning, just like there are tzaddikim, there will also be rishayim. Ki be'eis yitziris ha'adam kasher v'tzaddik koydim redes Hashem b'guf. Before the tzaddik came down into this world, na'asa l'mayla kitrig sh'nisar ha'asam b'tayna shal yachzer b'nei dor l'mutav. There was a big kitrig that the tzaddik shouldn't come into this world because he's going to be able to bring the whole world to do tshuva. So the Yitzhara comes and he says, what am I going to do? I mean, I can't do my shlichus. How am I supposed to do my shlichus if the tzaddik is so great? So Hashem says, don't worry, I'll throw another Talmud Chacham in the world who will be what's called a Shade Yehudon, meaning exactly as it sounds, like a Yid who's a Shade. He may look like a Talmud Chacham, dressed like a Talmud Chacham, no Torah like a Talmud Chacham, but he's not. Who'll make melchama against him. It's like Moshe and Korach, same thing. Korach was, I don't know if it goes as far as Shaden Yehudon, but there was a Moshe and there was a Korach, and you didn't have to choose. There will always be a balance. But the Yetzer Hara wants the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he needs to do his shlichus. So in order, because it's a very important part of the Bria, so there's going to be that balance.
You're saying Kairach didn't have a choice?
Huh?
You're saying Kairach?
No. It just means that Min HaShemayim...
Bilam didn't have a choice?
No. They had choices. Everybody has a choice.
So how can it be connected?
It's connected because...
Well, you should also have a choice.
Everybody has a choice. Hashem always fears the Velt in a way that there will be the Zelu Mazeh, but a person has a choice if he wants to be there. That's what the Rambam says. That there was a Gzeira that Klai Yisrael would be in servitude for 400 years, but Hashem never said it had to be the Mitzvah. They stepped up and they chose that it would be them, but it's all still a choice, but there will be that Zelu Mazeh. You know, before the Baal Shem Tov came into the world, that this happened. The Yitzhak Hara said, you know, everybody's going to be listening to the Baal Shem Tov, so what am I going to do? So Hashem said, don't worry, I'll throw down the Noid of Yehuda. The Noid of Yehuda. He wasn't a Shade Yehuda, I mean, he was one of the great singers of the generation.
Was it the Noid of Yehuda before the Baal Shem Tov?
No, same time. Mm-hmm. The Baal Shem Tov was by him. They saw each other three times, but, you know, he tried to be Makar of the Noid of Yehuda, but meaning that the Yitzhak Hara was afraid that everybody would run after the Baal Shem Tov, but what's left for him? So he says, no, it's not going to be so clear. It's going to be big tzaddikim, real tzaddikim too. Also, before Rabbi Nachman came into the world, so the Shmuel Zayda said, I'll take care of that. But, yeah, other great tzaddikim, I mean, there's always going to be that balance, whether with Shadin Yudon or other tzaddikim, but Lemaisa, a person has to be, has Bechir Chafshas, and he has to look for the tzaddikim who are able to knock out the Yitzhar, because ultimately that's really what the Yitzhar wants. There should be the opportunity to choose, but the Yitzhar really wants that tzaddik should make a big mapeich. So that's the Nachas Ruach, which we give a Kodesh Baruch, we should be Zeichet to that and turn over all Kodesh around to Taif, give us great tzaddik, Mamin, Amin, Amin.